It feels like, is this on? Okay. Well, good morning. It feels like afternoon for me. I'm board member Weezer. We are joined, I believe, on the phone by Director Wilson. Wilson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And if we could call roll, please.
Here.
Thank you very much. We will ask to go to some of the action items first. We have some directors that need to leave soon and have been here since the meeting was scheduled to start. So if we could go to item 38 first and have a presentation from staff on that item.
Okay. Good morning, Director and members of the committee. My name is Krishnamurthy. I'm the Executive Director for Transit Project Deliveries. Item number 38 is requesting authorization for a contract modification to increase funding for provisional sums. Before we go into details, just as a background, this is I-405 is a design build project, and the final design was done by the team that is currently building the project. So at the time of the bid, the estimated quantities were shown in, and the for all the utilities, provisional sums were established based on the knowledge at that time. So as we continued with the final design and construction, when we came across these utilities, we have been negotiating with the contractor to get a fixed price for it and get the relocations done. So this is one of those. This is the third time we are coming to you after we started construction. The requested budget for modification is within the life of project budget. And these are in basically in four areas, and we have Mr. Mike Barber here to answer any questions.
Yes, Director Molina.
I'm on this committee. On. This keeps coming up, and you keep saying it's part of the life of the project. Okay. Been on this committee and you keep coming in with modifications. How many times has this been modified?
This is the third time that we have come for the provisional sums.
What period of time?
Pardon me?
What period of time? Three times in what period of time?
Yeah.
Approximately about, I think, a year, man.
Yeah.
It's like in 6 months. Every other month you've come in here with a modification. Chairman, I don't know what the right motion is, but we can't be doing it. This is what happened in the red line. With everything is being piecemeal.
You either know or you don't know. So this one is you
up the contract again, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How much is you're taking it out of contingency?
That is correct.
Approximately $20 million.
$20 million. And did you up the contingency before?
Ma'am, the contingency on the project started off about $39 million. We brought it up to approximately $100 million through other savings. And at the same time, we've been drawing it down to pay for these additional provisional sum costs.
In construction, I just don't know how to handle this. I mean, is this what we do in committee? Ask for more contingency, they draw down, they come back in, ask for more contingency, draw down. It's just like it really isn't a very real budget. I mean, I don't know how much of the project is done. 10%, 25%, 30%. But contingency is for the unforeseen things, and we keep adding to the contingency. At project manager to really give us a realistic approach as to what's going on here. I know their contingencies are for contingencies, but you know, again, utility lines, everybody knows they're there. The 405 freeway isn't a freeway from 1832 that we lost the plans of where utility lines were. So either engineering's not doing a very good job up front. There's got to be something wrong. I mean, this is not the way we want this to proceed, or should not want it to proceed.
CEO, do you want to add something?
I understand your frustration. The contingency is for such things as this. I think we did not know these utilities were here. Is that correct?
We did not know the extent of the utilities, and in fact, the contract was let with that understanding, and in fact, the contractor was required to determine what those exact utilities are and how many relocations we had. So the original contract was an estimate of those. Not until the contractor was on board and did his investigation did we understand the extent of that. And as the project proceeds, the contractor comes up with plans to relocate these utilities.
You know, as I recall now, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm speaking from memory, we have not discussed this recently. We were under the gun to get this project started because there were ARRA funds involved that if we didn't have the project started, we would lose several hundred million dollars. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So did that induce us to start the project without having done more investigation as to the site conditions?
That is one of the reasons. The other reason, it's also design build, where the delivery method requires the contractor team to go do their final design, and as a part of the final design, do the potholing and identify the utilities that they find. So that was all prescribed in the contract documents.
It was around 200 million ARRA funds?
190 million.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I think it's fair, Director, to go back and do a lessons learned on this to see what we could have done better next time. But right now we're in the middle of the project. Well, I've only
and
been here 3 years.
Lessons learned are the same lessons over and over, that you budget a project, you bring in good engineering, you utilize the best financing possible, and then you have people who really know what they're doing keeping an eye on it. Now, somewhere in there, this is failing. I appreciate the excuse that we had to start quickly because we wanted to grab the funds, but if you grab the funds and then lose them all because you didn't do it right, it's sort of not a benefit to anybody. I'm concerned how many more times in the next 6 months or a year that I sit here will this come back with contingency after contingency utilization. They draw it down to zero, build it back up to 50 million, draw it down again. Now, I mean, there are a lot of things that are unknown and why you need a contingency. I just don't think the contingency is being managed very well, which means the budget isn't being managed, which means the engineering isn't being done well. I just think you need some leadership on this team that could be more convincing than just telling us and reading to us what the next issue is. I'd rather have a much more I'd like to see this done. When we talked about design build, that means something to some of us, but it may mean nothing out there anymore. I mean, usually you stay within a budget. That was the whole idea, and a time frame. We've all known that this is a rush. We all want to see it done. The congestion out there is beyond belief, but I just don't think that. And then when the project ends, then you need contingency to deal with all of those subcontractor lawsuits, the crumbling cement, all of the issues that occur. So, I mean, I'm talking from experience as a board member who has listened to these stories over and over and over again. I'm concerned about this project only because as I sit on construction, they are coming here every other month with a set of contingencies and a set of issues that always tell me that it's within the life of the project. Then they come 2 months later and they increase the life of the project money, and it's not a real budget. Usually budgets you have to live within. What would you recommend to me that would create a better monitoring so that 2 months from now, when these two gentlemen come up again, which I'm sure you will, and ask for the same thing, I won't have to play out the same creepy scenario?
Well, I'd recommend that, first of all, that the board approve the recommendation, the committee approve the recommendation.
I know that. We have to, otherwise it would slow and it wouldn't work.
Right.
I know that. Every time that comes here, you can't do anything but approve it. But I'm talking about before they step up to the podium the next time and ask for more money on this, what would you recommend I should do as a board member so there would be real accountability of this budget? Since I'm not an engineer, don't know much about construction, I just sit here and I'm supposed to be a rubber stamp.
Well, we don't. I don't want you to be rubber stamped, but if you would like us to bring in an outside independent person to review.
Only if it's free.
Easier said than done. But bringing in an outside independent person to review the management processes and the engineering work and the planning and budgeting would be a way of validating or not that the work was being properly managed. Paul, do you have any other thoughts on such a thing?
As we've said, to the nature of the contracting method, and we're used to getting all the engineering done before the construction contract is let, and that's and at that point you do know all about all the conditions. In the case of design build, especially this design build, that information was not available. So
project oversight consultants. I'm sure we have consultants up the kazoo on the 405.
We can have a project oversight consultant take a look at this and report to you.
I understand, but.
If I could ask some questions on this. Well, let me ask the staff who oversee the contractors doing this work, and let's go line item as to what they're asking us to increase, and you give us an evaluation as to whether this was a screw-up by them, by us, and why we're getting asked to increase these budgets. On the utility work, for example, we're being asked to increase that by $10.8 million. Now, the explanation is that the contract negotiation staff assumed that the Department of Water and Power would self-perform the majority of the utility work. This was not accurate, and now the contractor will be performing the additional work. So who made that huge $10 million assumption? And was that the contractor? Was it us? And what's the performance like of this contractor who made this huge assumption that's costing us $10 million?
The decision to do that was basically in the project. There's two issues involved here. The monies come out of a project, whether DWP is doing the work or whether we're doing the work, that our contractor is doing the work. Our contractor can do the work faster, but more expensive. DWP can do the work definitely cheaper, but they are on their own schedules. They do not always adhere to our schedules, and they have their own resources issues. The project weighs keeping the project on schedule versus the cost. In this particular case, DWP cannot do all the work that we have for them, so we end up having to go contract out.
Okay, we got that, but who made the decision up front not to foresee this problem so that the $10 million was not incorporated into the original budget and this wouldn't have to come back to us in the middle of the project?
The project...
Was it the contractor? And how big of a problem is it that the contractor didn't see this?
Well, to begin with, the money that we're talking about, when we said the contingency was $39 million, we increased it to approximately around $100 million. How did we do that? We took those monies out of our funds that we were going to pay.
That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is who made this huge assumption that they did not foresee that it is easier and more efficient, as you're explaining to me now, for the contractor to do the utility work rather than DWP? Why didn't we see that in the beginning when the budget was presented to the board?
The problem is we have... the contractor, initially we had 30 sites for relocation, in other words, conflicts. We didn't know we were going to relocate or not at that point initially. The contractor went through their whole process and identified approximately 800 sites, potential conflicts. So the problem is that no one could understand how many of these sites we're going to actually have to relocate. And then and could all the utilities actually provide the resources to do that.
So you manage... The staff manages, we manage those contractors. We evaluate their performance. How bad of an oversight was this? Was it, you're saying, hey, these things happen, or are you saying, oh, come on, you could have done a much better job than not seeing this?
I don't think this was a question of oversight. I know, as I said in the upfront, the preliminary engineering done by Caltrans identified some utilities but did not go and do an extensive utility potholing to identify every single item along the entire 10-mile project. In addition to that, This project requires that we physically move the whole Sepulveda Boulevard, which has been in existence for 50 and odd years, and all of its utilities by 14 feet. So nobody had good records of existing utilities. So the estimate was based on the best knowledge that the Caltrans engineers
stop
had.
Stop there. Let's stop there. We could go on forever because the written materials I got is just that there was an assumption that either DWP or the contractor was going to do it. And the verbal explanation we're getting today is that we didn't know the extent of the utility work. So I'm not getting the answer I'm asking for. One other point, the hazardous materials removal. That jumped from $50,000 to an additional $5.5 million. That's a huge jump. I mean, to tell us that something's going to cost so little and then jump to $5.5 million, who was responsible for that for that screw up, just to put it bluntly?
I did not develop the original estimates. I can tell you, though, that they, I'm not sure what they should have been initially with the information we had, but they were definitely off. The latest increase was caused by the work that we did not investigate on Getty's involving Area 5, which is adjacent to Getty. And our latest investigation, they didn't do the detailed hazardous material investigation until we started working in these areas. And at which point, then they determine how much of it is hazardous waste. And this is why this has been the problem. They did not go through the entire job and determine all the hazardous materials through the entire job. Yeah. Somebody took a guess at it, and it was wrong. And that's just...
Well, let me just say this. You know, as a council member, I have a lot of developers that come to me with projects, and we work with them. Their original estimates for the removal of these types of materials, the most they've ever seen jump is up to $2 million, and that was a huge... Everybody gasped and said, how could we all have missed that? This is huge. So whoever did the original estimates... To pick up on Director Molina's comments, there's a lot of sloppiness involved here. And for us to just say that's the way we do business here and allow us to go and approve a multi-million dollar project and then come back and piecemeal it, it's not fair to our taxpayers and not fair to the directors who have to make these decisions. And Mr. CEO, I have the same concerns that Director Molina raised in terms of we're just expected to be here as a rubber stamp and not really look critically at what type of work is being done in the beginning of these projects and the types of budgets that are being presented to us.
Director, if I can clarify, engineering was not done by MTA or under MTA supervision. We just inherited a set of documents that was prepared by others, and because of the deadlines we had to get this project moving, we had to put that out for contract, and we are trying to manage and implement this entire project within the constraints of the budget and the schedule that was established. So I think we have done a pretty good job of managing it to date to keep the whole project within the schedule, closer to the schedule that we can get to, and still taking care of all these unexpected changes that are coming out. I think maybe Mike can help us out here because Caltrans is the one who really took the lead in getting these documents out.
Director,
I don't think we're
going to
go anywhere.
Yeah. Mr. Chair,
my colleague Pam, but those kinds of answers, it'd be easier if you wear the wig with it, the blonde wig.
Director Wilson, did you want to say something?
Yes, I do. I've been listening to the comments from the executive officer over construction. I have a few questions that I'd like to ask. First question is on this project. Are we on time on this project with respect to deliverables?
We are currently 4 to 6 months behind schedule at this point,
We're 4 to 6 months behind, and I thought I heard you say just a few moments ago that we've done a pretty good job. You know, in my world, time is money.
Yes, sir.
And if we're 4 to 6 months behind, I can't see how that would be judged to be a pretty good job.
We have been working with the contractor for schedule
and the contractor and the mayor's office on more than one occasion
mind. Behind.
and about four or five other items, which we will continue to the next committee meeting. And without any objection, we will adjourn this committee meeting, this construction committee meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you, Director Wilson, for joining us.
Thank you.